Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune in to this broadcast today. Your time is valuable, and I am truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 and a half minutes, I want to add to your wellness experience. First of all, let's do some housekeeping. Please go to Wiser Living, WEISER living.com, and on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on the Wiser Living TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll be informed when a new video is uploaded. You can also get access to our archived radio programs like we're doing today at Wiser Living Radio. That's Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all of the articles, programs, services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, products, and the list goes on. So do check that out at your earliest convenience or at your convenience. It doesn't have to be your earliest convenience, right? So check out wiserliving.com, and matter of fact, there'll be a pop-up there. Go, if you have not already signed up, go ahead and sign up. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, but it will give you all of the information that you need during the week in order to be able to participate in a day like this. So I really appreciate you being here today. Subscribe at Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/ Wiser Living, WEISER Living. And you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Okay, let's get started. Metabolism. Today's topic is that, and also weight loss and supercharging, energy, all of those, you know, those pumped up little words that they're little words, but they cause explosions if a person is able to use that. So I want to start off with a question today. What woke you up this morning? What got you out of bed? Was it the alarm clock? Was it your thoughts, you know, all of the stuff you have to do today? Maybe it was your bladder that sent a signal to your brain that it was full and it needed to be freed from that pressure. Waking up in the morning can take a real effort, and if it's a struggle, and it, basically if it's a struggle, it's a struggle for many people to just get out of bed. And the temptation to hit the snooze button on the alarm clock just to get another 10 minutes of time in bed can be a huge, not a huge. It could be a monumental temptation, right? So, do you remember when you couldn't wait to get out of bed in the morning? Remember that when you couldn't wait to get out of bed to go to school? I mean, I remember when I couldn't wait to there was like sunlight, just light. The sun didn't actually have to come out. But it was an indication that I could get dressed to get to school. For what? So I could see, I could hang out with my friends. Or I could see some, or not me, you could see some boy or some that you liked or some girl that you liked, because I didn't, you know, I wasn't allowed to do that in high school and stuff, but that's another topic. But do you remember when you couldn't wait for Christmas morning to come so you could get up and open your presents? Remember that? Basically, you didn't even hardly sleep, or you couldn't wait. You wanted to go to bed as late as possible so you can sleep and so you can get up as early as possible to open those presents. Remember that? You didn't hit the snooze button, right? You had this excitement about what the day was going to bring. So it's interesting to note that highly successful people, they know that getting the body active is imperative every day, not every other day, every day of the week, not every other day, every day. And your metabolism is a key component in energy production. Metabolism is a term that is used to describe all of the chemical reactions involved in maintaining the living state of all of the cells in your body. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, you can divide metabolism into two categories if you want to go a little science, You know, one category describes the breakdown of molecules to obtain energy, which is called catabolism, and the other category describes the synthesis or construction of all of the compounds needed by the cells of your body. So your metabolism is closely linked to nutrition and availability of nutrients. Bioenergetics. Bio meaning life. Obviously, you see the energy word is in there. Bioenergetics is a term which describes the biochemical or metabolic pathways by which the cell ultimately obtains this energy. So you've got to have this life-size energy from certain chemicals so you can have so you can do what you're called to do each day. So what is the key component in this equation? Nutrition. Nutrition is the key to metabolism, which is the pathways of metabolism rely upon nutrients that they break down in order to produce the energy. And this energy, in turn, is required by your body, so your metabolism is created by your nutritional intake, which gives you the energy you need to carry out your day. So if you're eating foods that your body doesn't break down appropriately, you'll gain unnecessary weight. Unnecessary weight reduces your energy levels, which can lead to certain organs like your thyroid to go into a dysfunctional state, or your adrenal glands to introduce more cortisol into your bloodstream, which will lead to blood sugar imbalances and weight gain and decreased energy. Wow. So now how can you get more energy or enough energy to even start your day? And I think that the very first thing you can do is to allow your body to complete the detoxification process it went through during your sleep time by drinking at least a quarter, that's one-fourth, to one-half, you know, one-fourth to one-half glass of water. Real simple. Just have a little water by your nightstand. You don't have to get up and go get it. This should be in arm's reach. So you drink a fourth to a half a glass of water, and then don't get up. Just lie back down in the bed for, say, 5 minutes. And during that 5 minutes, you can go over all of the things you are grateful for, things you are thankful for that will turn your that basically will turn your brain off. And while the rest of your body gets ready for the elimination, which you initiated by drinking the water. So just doing that will slightly increase your oxygen to your body. And the next thing you want to do is get up. Just make the decision to get up. Don't talk about it in your head. Don't mull around. Don't toss and turn. Don't go through that dialogue. Just get up. Just get out of the bed, stand up, take a deep breath. Take it in, just like inhale, then exhale and stretch and run in place. No, you have to do, you know, 15, 20 minutes. You just run in place. You know, every time you're running in place, every time your right foot touches the floor, that's one. So you're going to do 75 steps. It's only going to take you a minute. A minute to do this. You do 75 steps, you know, 1, 2, 3, 35, 40, 45, 46, 47, 66, 67, 68, 72, 73, 74, 75. Done. And do 10 jumping jacks. Everybody knows what a jumping jack is. So you do 10 of those, and it's easy. Just count the 75 steps, and every time your right foot touches the floor, that's a step, right? And you do that, and then you're done. It probably takes less than a minute. It depends on, you know, how slow you're doing. Sometimes you might be a little sluggish, so it's going to take some time. That's okay. So after those 75 steps, you take those 10 jumping jacks. Now you're ready to go. In those 6 minutes, 5 of the minutes, of mind exercises, you know, being grateful and also being thankful, and you jump started your metabolism and your body starts to burn nutrients, which means weight loss and improved mental clarity. Right there. There's a start. Your body's saying, wow, you know, we're ready. We got to give him or her what they need. It understands what's going on. The next thing you want to do is to go into your kitchen and take a teaspoon of Soleil in a glass. It could be a glass of water, a glass of juice. You can do like me. I'm hardcore. I just take it directly. I mean, it's really salty, so beware of that. And so you're going to take 2 to 4 ounces of, approximately, in a glass, and you drink that. It's a surefire energy booster. Plus, it has approximately 94 trace minerals, electrolytes, and elements. Obviously, I could take the whole half hour just talking about that. But you can go to, I have a video on it, you can go to Dr. Budweiser, Dr. Budweiser, Benefits of Soleil and How to Make It. Type that into the search box on YouTube, and you type that in the search box on when you go to YouTube, and boom, it'll pull it up, listen to it, it's a short video, show you how to make it, and what to do. It's very simple. But it's simple, but it's easy to do, and like Jim Rohn says, it's easy not to do. But I'm talking about if you want to get some elemental iron that you're going to need for energy, and also all of these trace minerals that you're going to need for energy, 1 teaspoon a day. Now you can go and get dressed and get ready for your day. Now, for those of you who must have a cup of coffee, can't leave the coffee drinkers out of this, a cup of coffee or tea, if you have to have that, if that's what, how you start your morning, here's a suggestion. Coffee obviously has caffeine, which gives you a definite kickstart, but it comes at the expense of depleting your B vitamins. And it dehydrates you as well. So for every cup of coffee that you drink, remember to take an extra B-complex vitamin over and beyond the vitamins and mineral supplements you take each and every day. Now, let's bulletproof it. Let's bulletproof your coffee or tea for that matter, to boost your metabolism, because it definitely will boost your metabolism. Bulletproof coffee is basically just a cup of black coffee with grass-fed butter and medium chain triglycerides. It's an oil that's mixed in. It's designed to supercharge your brain function and create fat loss without the craving. So the medium chain triglyceride is like coconut oil. That would be an easy one. It's another way to get healthy fats into your body first thing in the morning. Starting your day with healthy fats will provide energy, improve brain function, and support your hormonal system. And the butter from the grass-fed cows that basically supplies a beneficial ratio of omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. And medium-chain triglycerides or medium-chain fatty acids require less energy to be digested. Now, there is some evidence in the scientific literature that regular consumption of medium-chain triglycerides can induce fat loss over time. And medium-chain triglycerides may also help regulate cholesterol levels. Coconut oil is a great medium chain triglyceride, but make sure it's unrefined and organic. It's got to be unrefined and organic. If coffee or tea isn't your thing, then you can have a scrambled egg cooked in coconut oil on low heat, of course, and the egg needs to be pasture raised. Organic is not, that word is not good enough. It has to have pasture raised on it as well. P-A-S-T-U-R, raised chickens from hens, because roosters don't lay eggs, right? Anyway, so for you coffee and tea drinkers out there, here's the recipe for your bulletproof coffee. Ready? Filtered water. Obviously, you got to have some water if you want to be filtered because you're going to boil it. Then use your favorite organic coffee brew, whatever that is. And here's the important part: add 1 teaspoon of coconut oil, or you can work up to a tablespoon. You should do a tablespoon. So a tablespoon, then add another tablespoon of grass-fed butter. Optional. This is optional, and most of you are probably going to do it, but I would say optional. Is 1 teaspoon or probably a teaspoon of 100% certified organic raw honey. I didn't just say honey. 100% certified organic raw honey. So you can add that in there. Mix all this in a blender for 20 to 30 seconds and until it's creamy. And voila, you've got some bulletproof coffee. And it's so it's yummy. And, of course, you know, you got to take that to B vitamins, so beware of that. Now, earlier we talked about metabolism and energy production. Oxygen plays a major role in energy production, and many of us, we don't breathe correctly. If you ever watched a baby breathe, you might have noticed that when they're breathing, their belly extends. I mean, it really extends. And every time they do that, every time they inhale, which means that their tiny lungs was completely full. And most of us grown-ups, we're chest breathers, which means we take in less oxygen, and less oxygen means less oxygen carried by the red blood cells, which in turn means less oxygen carried to the muscle, which means less oxygen carried to the cells, which means less energy production. So, and oxygen is free. Well, at least it's free now. You know, water used to be free as well. They might start charging us for oxygen, so you better start using it while you can. And so when we think about more oxygen, we think about exercise. You know, exercise obviously requires more oxygen because of the drastic increase in the metabolic rate. But when you stretch and you feel stiffness or the stiffness, say, when you attempt to touch your toes, that stiffness in the back of your thighs, which is your hamstring muscles, prevents you from touching your toes because the muscle lacks oxygen to complete the task. So any stretching type of exercise will increase oxygen to your body, which will increase flexibility, which will give you more energy. Now, try this simple exercise, which can be done, you know, any time of the day as well as multiple times of the day, especially if your job, you sit at the desk. So if you stand up, then bend over to touch your toes. Keep your knees straight. Now, say some of you want to go past your knees a little bit or whatever, it doesn't matter. So in that position, at that point of tightness, hold there and take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, bend further towards your toes. Then hold it there. Hold it at that point. Breathe in again, and as you're breathing out, bend further to touch your toes. Do it one more time. Breathe in, breathe out, and bend forward towards your toes. Now, with each breath, you are able to bend further. That's because oxygen was sent directly to the area of compromise and tension, which in this case was your hamstring muscle. I did that, you know, maybe like 10, 15 minutes ago, just to make sure that I hadn't lost my mind that it doesn't actually happen. And I know some of you can actually touch the floor. Your hands can go flat on the floor. So you want to take your nose. Let that be the reference point and see how close you can get to your leg. All right? By doing this one simple exercise, you can increase flexibility, increase metabolism, reduce lower back strain, and it didn't cost you anything. Well, it cost you some time and the desire to do it, and maybe a little commitment, because commitment is doing it when after the, you know, the hype has gone away. You don't have that, oh, man, I want to do this for the first time. So if you commit yourself to doing that, you're going to increase oxygen to your muscles, and it's going to give you more energy. Now, earlier I talked about running in place. Remember the 75 steps and then doing 10 jumping jacks? That's another easy and predictable way to increase oxygen, to increase energy as well. Now that we have somewhat of an idea as to how to increase energy levels and how to maintain energy levels, what are some of the things that drains us of energy? I mean, if you're chronically low on energy and falling asleep during the day, you may want to check with your doctor so that doctor can rule out thyroid issues or iron deficiency or anemia. Now, if it's not a medical issue, if that's not behind it, then it may be one of the energy drains I'm going to mention, or even a combination of them. The first energy drain is dehydration. You know, our bodies are composed predominantly of water. You know, blood is approximately 92% water. Muscles are approximately 75% water. Your bones are approximately 22% water. So proper hydration is critical to every system of your body. Now, water is used to facilitate chemical actions for cleansing, to aid digestion, for lubrication of your joints, and even to transplant, is that word again, oxygen to your cells. It also supports the proper, you know, supports proper lung function, cellular regeneration, and a whole bunch of other processes that we don't have time to even go into. Dehydration can have dire consequences and even fatal if taken to extremes. And with today's lifestyle, chronic dehydration is becoming an increasingly relevant concern because we consume too many soft drinks and too many processed fruit juices rather than plain filtered water. So the simple answer here is to drink more water and limit dehydrating, caffeinated, and alcoholic drinks. I know I already gave you the bulletproof coffee thing, but that's not something that you're going to drink 3 and 4 times a day, which a lot of people drink a lot of coffee. I mean, I see that sometimes when I'm passing Starbucks. I'm not saying the Starbucks stuff is you shouldn't drink, but a lot of coffee, a lot of caffeine. The number two energy drain would be skipping breakfast. Now, there's a lot of controversy on this one. If you ate, and this is how I look at it. If you ate your last meal, say, at 6 p.m., that was your dinner, and later that evening you went to bed until morning. So you basically fasted for 10 to 12 hours. That's getting close to half a day. You need to break the fast. That's why they call it break fast. So you need to break that fast because fasting all night results in low blood sugar. That's why when people are diabetics, when they check their blood sugar in the morning, it's low, it's lower than it is during the day, or it should be. So low blood sugar contributes to fatigue. So not only will you be lethargic, you'll have a foggy brain, and that's because your brain cells need twice the amount of energy of the other cells in your body for proper functioning. Now, so you eat a light protein or make a quick smoothie with a little coconut oil in it to give you a burst of energy. Now, doing that plus loading up on your supplements is a surefire way to put your body in beast mode. Because when I do it, I'm in beast mode. That's like I want to just do stuff, and not any kind of stuff, because I make sure I have an agenda, because if I don't have an agenda, that's not going to work, right? Number three energy drain is boredom. Think about that. Boredom is the opposite of curiosity. So nurture curiosity. If you're stuck in a boring situation, just ask yourself, if I were interested in this, what would my interest be? Period. And so if you can't find an answer for that, you need to get away from that situation. I'm not even going into any more into that. Number four is energy drain. And the number four energy drain will be toxic relationships. A toxic relationship is due to negativity, obviously, which is a tremendous drain, just to listen. If you don't believe me, just listen to the daily news. If you get sucked into someone's negativity, it'll drain you. Another person's bad mood doesn't have to be yours. So set some boundaries, because good boundaries are healthy. Number five energy drain would be unfinished projects. Unfinished projects produce guilt. You beat yourself up when you don't finish things. So either finish the project or delete it. Just delete it from your life, because it's not healthy. So stop that. Energy drain number six is gadget overload. I mean, being constantly plugged in can be exhausting. How much time do you spend dealing with emails, checking your Facebook or LinkedIn or text? What about all of the games you can play? Do you go to bed with your cell phone? Are you checking your cell phone when you eat dinner? What if you go out to eat? Are you talking to your cell phone, or are you talking to the person that's sitting in front of you? Scheduling some time, some what I call gadget-free time. I read this somewhere. It's like gadget-free time. Schedule it in. And do it several times a day. Meal times and conversation times when you have someone right in front of you would be two good times. Enough of that. Number seven. The number seven energy drain is decision-making. Decisions are mental exercises that literally burn calories. to expend energy to make it, to make the decision. So if you make a decision, you can then draw up a plan. Once you make the plan, you can act on it. If you stick to the plan of action, you'll complete it, or at least you'll be able to evaluate what works, what doesn't work, and how I can improve it. It's that simple. That will give you an easy way to release the energy so it can travel back into your satisfied body to make the next decision. Number eight energy drain is living in the past. You know, have you ever done, maybe I should ask the question, have you ever done it before? Are you doing it now? How is it working for you, living in the past? You know, living in the past takes away ideas about moving forward simply because you are not in the present. You should set some time, at least 10 to 15 minutes a day, just to look at your past and then be done with it and be in the present. Just be in the present so you can work on your future. Don't go to the future. Be in the present so you can work on the future. So when you're working on the future in the present, then you don't have to go to the future because you're in the present going that way. You know, and I originally basically just wanted to mention three of these things, but there ended up being eight. But there are three foods that drain your metabolism as well. And I'm just going to mention them because you already know what they are: fried foods, sugary processed foods, and caffeinated beverages like sodas and energy drinks. If they're in your life, you need to get them out of your life. Now let's do seven foods that support your metabolism. Number one, be fish. Fish such as sardines, salmon, tuna, and mackerel. They're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have a positive effect on metabolism. And according to the American Heart Association, people should eat fish at least two times per week. Basically, the fish that I just mentioned that boosts your levels of fat-burning enzymes and decrease your levels of fat-storing enzymes. Number two would be fresh fruits and vegetables because they are high in fiber, which helps move nutrients through your digestive tract. You know, organic blueberries and strawberries would be examples of this. And according to a study conducted by researchers at Scripps Clinic, they found that citrus fruits like lemons and limes and oranges and grapefruits possess chemical properties that help decrease insulin levels, which promote weight loss. Green tea would be another one because it contains a natural stimulant, caffeine again, but it increases the heart rate, triggers the metabolism to burn at a higher rate, which means you're going to lose weight. Number four is spicy foods. A lot of people can't deal with spicy foods, but spicy foods such as peppers contain a chemical compound called capsaicin that gives your metabolism a boost and increases your heart rate. So it increases your internal body temperature, which helps you to burn more calories, and it also promotes weight loss. And then there's lean meats. Lean meats such as lean beef, chicken, turkey, nuts and lentils, sprouted tofu for the vegetarians out there, and sprouted grain help run your metabolism at full speed. Dairy products, organic grass-fed dairy products, are rich in calcium, but it also plays an important role in the regulation of energy and metabolism. And then there's the avocado. This is a triple fat burner. It allows fat-burning hormones to communicate with fat cells. And it also boosts the metabolism by protecting the energy-producing part of the cell from free radical damage. So how would you end your day and get recharged? You can do deep breathing and meditation. You know, sit down in a quiet place and just calmly inhaling and exhaling. Another thing you could do is turn off the electronic gadgets, which we talked about. And the final way would be to take an Epsom salt bath. Because most of us know about the importance of iron and calcium for our bodies, but what about magnesium? It's the second most abundant element in the human cells and fourth most important positively charged ion in the body. It helps the body to regulate 325 enzymes, and if you're sitting in a tub of Epsom salt for, say, 20 minutes, you're going to absorb that magnesium, and you know, and by absorbing that magnesium, it's going to help relieve you of a lot of chronic ailments. Just 2 cups of Epsom salt, a third cup of apple cider vinegar, and a standard tub of water, soak for 10 to 20 or 12 to 20 minutes, and then, you know, if you're pregnant, check with your doctor first. But just soaking Well, before you do any personal hygiene stuff, until that chore of the 20 minutes, do this 3 times a week, and you'll be amazed at how you'll feel. And finally, D-complex vitamins, coenzyme Q10, creatine, and iron are the supplements that you need over and beyond what you take normally each and every day. And, wow, our time is up. So this is Dr. Budweiser. Wow. Go take on your day, and we'll see you next time. Remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.